So the last time we talked about your experience with collaborations and how they were formed and the support that the state provides when trying to develop a collaboration. Why are collaborations important in the first place?
Well, I would say, I mean, collaboration really isn't a new thing. It really has been going on for quite some time. But I think in these times, with leaner budgets, with leaner staffing, also there are a lot of, you know, children and family needs continue to emerge. And so it really is important, I think, for communities to get together and do this collaboration, because we're asking children and families to navigate our systems, to navigate our programs, and sometimes they're not the easiest. We've definitely found that not only is it a little bit challenging for families and children to navigate, but really even for our own providers. A lot of time we talk with providers in different communities, and they say that they don't even really know what they have in their own communities. They don't know where to refer them. And so I think, you know, when you get into this collaboration, you know, business or approach, if you will, it really is, I like to look at it more as a strength base. There are a lot of resources available, and it's sometimes just tapping into it or tapping into somebody else who might have access to additional resources, right? And then how do you collectively identify what, you know, the community still needs, or maybe you've got slots or you've got programs, but you don't have them in the right place in the community. So how do you help to kind of advocate to meet the needs of those children and families? And so I think collaboration, it's a way of communicating and identifying what the needs are and really connecting them to programs and to systems, and identifying even sometimes what barriers there are, right? Because sometimes there really are systemic barriers. And so unless you try to engage those families and providers that are either supporting or receiving those services, you might not be able to understand and really get at the real need. And so, you know, you need to engage and understand what those root causes are in order to really try to design true strategies that are actually making an impact. Because a lot of times we find that you've been funding or you've been doing a lot of things, but it's done the same way, and it may not be making such impact. And so by collaborating, you know, you're really looking at the resources, you're looking at data, you're engaging diverse perspectives, you're really trying to get at the root causes, because the strategies that you're designing, that you're funding, really need to make that impact. Because really that's what we're in the business of, is making sure that we're meeting outcomes, right? And it is in the best interest of doing that for the children and family. But how do you do it collectively? How do you do it smart? And I think when you engage as many of the stakeholders in your community, you know, that really is where you're making quite a bit of impact.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Edna.
Sure.
Please join us in the next podcast for part 3, where we will explore how collaboratives are formed.
The children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.